Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So good to be here with you all. This just, what now, 2 days before Christmas? I hear sounds of rejoicing from the little ones. Don't know whose daughter that would be, but I hope and trust all is well with your families in preparation for this wonderful time of year. If you're visiting with us, we're so happy to have you with us today. If you would, please take a moment and fill out the visitor's card that's located on the right-hand side of your bulletin and place that in the offering plate as it circulates later on in the service. A couple other announcements before we begin our service. A lot of stuff about year-end giving there on the back. Please read that, take note. We are certainly thankful for all of your gifts, but certainly at this time of year, indeed. There's also an announcement in there about Manna Food Bank. You know, we've been trying to get 350 pounds of beans for Manna Food Bank. Don't make us get the Mosleys back out here with their song, okay? Please bring in those donations as you are able. And notice there, if you're unable to go out and get some beans or whatever, you can just write a check with Manna Food Drive in the memo not line of that check, and they'll be able to purchase some at a discounted rate on your behalf. So anyway, also tomorrow night at 5:30 is our candlelight service for Christmas Eve. Please come out and join us. 5:30 p.m. will be the time for that. And also, if you would remember, coming up this week on next Saturday, we're going to have a memorial service here for Irwin Weil, who passed away a little while back. But his service, his memorial service, will be here on Saturday at 2 p.m., and there'll be a reception afterwards of some tea and cookies and that sort of thing. So please mark that in your calendars. And a note of appreciation from the family of Miss Elizabeth Green, who passed away this week. Her funeral was yesterday. I know many of you all were able to attend that as well. And the family thanks you for your prayers and your presence in that time. Gordon, do you have an announcement? Just hand it right over, right? Thank you all. One other announcement. You'll notice in our bulletin is an insert with the poinsettias given in honor and memory of family and friends here at the church. There's a note on the back about that. Tomorrow night after the Christmas Eve service, if you've donated one of these beautiful poinsettias, you feel free to take it home with you if you like, or feel free to leave it here as well to grace and adorn the church through the end of the Christmas season. But if you would like to take that home with you tomorrow night after the service, please feel free to do so. Any other announcements? Well, if not, I invite you all to stand, and I invite the Conover family to come forward for the lighting of our Advent wreath. We'll light one candle, sing one verse, light one candle, sing one verse, that sort of thing. So it's so nice to be here with you all this day. Let us worship the Lord our God.
We light this candle in the symbol of expectation. May the light sent from God shine in the darkness to show us the way of salvation. O come, Emmanuel.
We light this candle as a symbol of proclamation. May the word sent from God through the prophets lead us to the way of salvation. O come, Emmanuel.
We light this candle as a symbol of joy. May the joyful promise of your presence, O God, make us rejoice in our hope of salvation. O come, Emmanuel.
We light this candle as a symbol of purity. May the visitation of your Holy Spirit, O God, purify us that we may be ready for the coming of Jesus, our hope and our joy. O come, Emmanuel.
Yeah.
I invite you to remain standing as we turn just a couple pages forward in our hymn books to number 208, as we read responsively from the Canticle of Zechariah. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who's come to set the chosen people free. Through the holy prophets, God promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
To show mercy to our forebears, and to remember the holy covenant.
This was the oath God swore to our father Abraham.
To set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship without fear, holy and righteous in the Lord's sight, all the days of our life.
And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare the way.
To give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us.
To shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Please be seated.
Curtis, can I make a point while the, a few end-of-year announcements from the Missions Committee for your information. One is to just a reminder that tomorrow night at the Christmas Eve service, as is our practice, our giving will go to the ABCCM Fuel Fund, so please bear that in mind. Second, Curtis has mentioned the beans question. Those of you who may be new in our church may not know that starting in 2001, which was our 200th anniversary of this church, we have dedicated ourselves every year to raising 200 and some number of pounds of food for Manna Food Bank. And this year it should be 2,012 pounds of beans. As of our most recent account, we are short about 496 pounds and or dollars. We count a dollar as a pound or as a can. So if you could bring in, please, just 400 cans of beans next week each. But remember, we've got two more opportunities. We've got tomorrow night service, and we've also got next Sunday service. So either beans or money, which counts as beans and is converted to beans, we would appreciate it. And I'd like for us to be able to say once again that we've succeeded in doing what we set ourselves to do. The final thing is that next Sunday, the 30th, is the beginning of our next round of Room in the Inn. We'll have homeless women staying with us for a week starting next Sunday. And I don't think that Madeline is in need of any further volunteers except for one particular job, and that is mattress moving. The mattresses are going to arrive just about noon next Sunday. So if you're here at church and would like to help move the mattresses, they'll bring them to the side door from the church before us and put them in the fellowship hall. It doesn't take very long, but it's something that needs to be done. So would you please be prepared to help with that if you're available next Sunday. Thank you very much.
Before our scripture lessons are read, let us join together in our prayer for illumination as printed in the bulletin. Let us pray. Eternal God, as Mary waited for the birth of your Son, so we wait to hear your word. Bring us through the birth pangs of this present age to see with her our great salvation in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Old Testament lesson this day comes to us from the book of Micah. In case you weren't raised with those Bible drill things, as knowing where exactly the book of Micah is, it's one of those little short books towards the end of the Old Testament. You can find it in page 815 on your pew Bible. Hear now the word of the Lord. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall live secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. The word of God. Thanks be to God. Thank you. Our gospel lesson this fourth Sunday of Advent comes to us from the first chapter of Luke's gospel. I'll begin reading in verse 39. Hear now the word of the Lord. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He's shown strength with his arm. He scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He's brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He's filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich empty away. He's helped his servants Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The word of God for us, God's people. Thanks be to God. I invite you to stand as we sing together hymn number 249. There's a song in the air. 249. Please be seated. Share with you a few prayer concerns that have come our way this day. If you would continue to remember in your prayers the family of Elizabeth Green, but also the family of Colleen Prevett, who passed away just yesterday. Nancy Carter called this morning to share that news with us. So if you would please keep them in your prayers as well. Also, Gary Hutchins has been hospitalized. He has had pneumonia and stuff, and so our prayers are with Gary and Brenda this day as well. And Jessica is at home recuperating from some minor surgery. Jessica Withers is at home recuperating from some minor surgery as well. So remember the withers this day. Are there others? Jim Trollinger, Rodney Buckner, and Jimmy Boyd. Others? And Darren Reed. Well, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious God, it is with hopeful anticipation, joy, but also pain, that we come to this time of year each season. Oh Lord, our hearts are ever hopeful for your presence, that it might be realized ever more fully with each day. But our hearts are also heavy with grief and pain. Gracious God, we lift up to you those this day who mourn. We remember the families of Elizabeth Green and Colleen Prevett. Come and save us, O Lord our God. Gracious God, we lift up to you also our world. The world seems often so torn apart by violence, by war, by disease, and it doesn't even have to be all that far away from us. We lift up to you this day all of those who continue to feel the effects of the tragedy in Connecticut last week. We lift up to you the teachers and students and families of Sandy Hook. And we lift up to you the teachers and students and families of our own schools nearby. Oh Lord, may you touch them as only you can. Come and save us, O Lord our God. And hear us, most gracious Father, as we lift up to you in silence those deepest concerns of our hearts. Come and save us, O Lord our God. And as Christ our Lord taught us, so now we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And now from all that God has so richly blessed us with, let us offer our gifts to him. sing together the doxology. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for these gifts. As we remember the greatest gift of all, that of your Son, O Lord, make us thankful, make us humble, and make us a gift to the world, for we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Please be seated.
I said the donkey saggy and brown. I carried his mother up him and down. I carried his mother safely to Bethlehem town. I said the donkey saggy and brown.
I said the cow all red and white. I gave him my major four bag. I gave him some straw that covers it. I said the cow all red and white.
I said the sheep with curly horn. I gave him my wool for his blanket warm. He wore my coat on Christmas morn. I said the sheep with curly horn.
Said the dove from the rafters high, cooed him to sleep that he should not cry. We cooed him to sleep, my mate and I. I said the dove from the rafters high.
I said the camel yellow. I said the camel yellow, yellow and black. I carried, wait. I said the camel yellow and black over the desert upon my back. I gave him the gift in the wise men pack. I said the camel yellow and black.
Tell the gift he gave me.